This is the Shofar Wire Midday Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the Watchman Report. The air thickens with the scent of conflict, the drums of war beating a relentless rhythm across the earth. We watch as the prophets commanded for the signs of the day of Yahuwah drawing near. And what do we see? Edom, in its arrogance and defiance, provoking the nations, stirring up chaos, and revealing its hand in the unfolding judgments. Reports surface from the land Yahuwah promised to the covenant people, a land now stained with the blood of the righteous. We see the barbarity of settlers, emboldened by the regime in power, unleashing violence upon an elderly Palestinian man. This is not a spontaneous act of aggression. This is Edom's ancient hatred made manifest. Remember the prophecies of Obadiah, the lamentations in Tehillim 137, the echoes of a long-standing animosity towards Israel, a lineage that refuses to acknowledge the rightful inheritance. The modern state of Israel, built upon a foundation of deception, facilitates this oppression, and Yahuwah will hold them accountable. For scattered Israel, this is a searing reminder of the reality on the ground, a testament to the ongoing struggle for justice and restoration. But the oppression isn't confined to physical borders. The beast system, through organizations like the World Health Organization, seeks to bind us with digital chains. They speak of protecting children, yet their true intent is to control the flow of information, to silence the voices of truth, and to suppress the awakening remnant of Israel. Deuteronomy 28 speaks of curses in exile, and we witness those curses unfolding before our eyes, a digital panopticon, a system of total surveillance designed to extinguish the light of Yahuwah's covenant. This is not benevolence, it is dominion. They seek to isolate us to prevent the spreading of truth, to control every thought, every connection. But Yahuwah's word will not be bound. The scattered Israel will not be silenced. And what of the machinations of power? The former president of the United States, a pawn in Edom's game, declares a willingness to destroy Iran should they retaliate against the Israeli regime. This bellicose rhetoric is not a surprise. It is a predictable escalation, a continuation of decades of orchestrated conflict. The Israeli regime, emboldened by Western support, manufactures crises to advance its expansionist agenda. The so-called assassination plot is a familiar tactic, a pretext for further aggression, a mirroring of past provocations that have led to bloodshed and displacement. Yahuwah's witnesses understand this pattern. It is the fruit of disobedience, the judgment upon Edom. As scattered Israel awakens, the forces of darkness grow desperate, seeking to maintain their grip on stolen land and suppress the promised restoration. Consider the battlefield in Ukraine. The so-called news networks present a simplified narrative, but we see deeper. This is a proxy war, a calculated expenditure of resources orchestrated by Edom to maintain its control. Ukrainian strikes targeting Russian energy infrastructure, a predictable response framed as a tactical success. But Yahuwah is not concerned with which nation wins this conflict. He is concerned with the draining of the beast's power. Every missile fired, every tank destroyed, represents a weakening of the systems of oppression that hold Israel in exile. Edom has long controlled the flow of resources, using debt and dependence to enslave the nations. Now, a conflict fueled by Edom itself disrupts those flows, forcing the beast to expend its wealth on defense and repair. This is not progress towards peace, but a necessary stage in the unfolding of Yahuwah's judgments. The modern state of Israel, a tool of Edom, benefits from this chaos. And now, a chilling proclamation from the heart of Persia. The son of the recently deceased Ali Khamenei vows retribution, signaling an escalation of regional conflict. This is not merely familial grief, but a continuation of generations of hostility towards the covenant people. Persia, a key component of modern Edom, has long been a source of tribulation for Israel. This vow of revenge is a warning, a signal that the forces of darkness are regrouping. The modern state of Israel will be targeted, but the true aim is far greater, to disrupt Yahuwah's plan of restoration for scattered Israel and delay the coming kingdom. This is a spiritual battle, a struggle between the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman. The watchman has sounded the alarm. The signs are clear. Edom provokes, Edom deceives, Edom attempts to control. But Yahuwah reigns. He sees the suffering of his people. He is awakening scattered Israel, and he will bring forth his righteous judgment upon those who oppose his covenant. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.